Jordan Knight, former New Kid on the Block, and Give It to You. 92.1 105.5 JYY, 811, 11 after 8 o'clock. It's the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. And speaking of which, here he is, Jordan Knight. Yo, man.
What's happening?
How
you doing?
Are you, man? We have been talking about having you in the studio here with us for so long.
That's right, we have.
Are you lying?
I kid you not.
Come on,
Suzanne?
Now.
No, we don't lie.
I mean, we've been talking about it. We're really excited. We got you on our website. I mean, how can you
be
that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you should see. We're probably still up there right now.
I'm on your website?
You're on our website.
That's it. I got to put both of you guys on my website.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Thank you.
He's probably got chicks checking out his website. Cool. All right.
We'll get you on a nice date.
I'm telling you. So, former New Kid on the Block, Jordan Knight. And by the way, do you mind when people...
Do you hate when people say that?
No, I mean, why should I hate it? It's fine. That's who I am.
That's a part of your life, man.
That's right. That's big part.
Huge part.
Yeah.
Gigantic part.
That's how I remember you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
know?
Absolutely. Do you have people come up to you? You know, I mean, obviously, you are Jordan Knight, and you got the tune there, man. Give It to You.
Mm-hmm.
Off the self-titled CD, which, by the way, is doing real well, getting some great airplay already.
Yes, it is.
But
Thank you.
Do you have people come up to you still and recognize you still mostly as that new kid on the block?
Well, yeah. I mean, for now, that's pretty much who I am until I establish myself more so as a solo artist. I mean, that's how everyone is going to see me because, you know, that's who I am. I'm Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
And, we'd love to see you do the chair thing. That's pretty cool.
The chair? What's the chair thing?
You don't know what the chair thing is, Jordan?
No.
You guys originated
you
the chair
famous.
Thing. Standing there with the chair and you kind of jump around it and all that whole thing when you're on stage.
Are you serious?
You don't know what I'm talking
no.
about?
No.
That's right. So you should be getting royalties from NSYNC and all these other people that are ripping you guys off.
We're going to get into that.
Okay,
I'm telling you, man.
Let's do it.
Now, I got to tell you, first of all, do you and the other guys from... New Kids, do you still hang out together and see each other and all? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, we talk to each other.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Wow. No, I mean, we...
Did I bring up a sewer?
No, we're all just older now, and we've all gone on to different things, you know?
Which is,
back then, we had one common goal, and we, you know, we accomplished it pretty much, and we've all just... You know, got separate goals, and we're doing our own thing, really. I mean, we're all still real good friends.
Right. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, that's what I want to hear, you know?
Right.
I mean, I feel like Madeleine Albright here trying to bring peace, you know, to the Middle East or something. Yeah. Now, listen, probably the most frequently...
Everyone wants us to... I don't know what that is.
Well, no.
Death match.
Everyone's like, come on, you guys fight, don't you?
Would that be so cool?
Joey McIntyre.
MTV.
No. New Kids versus NSYNC.
There you go. You heard it here
celebrity
first, sports fans.
Death match.
I'm telling you.
I love
you.
It.
That's beautiful. So MTV Celebrity Deathmatch. There you go. You can see Nick Diamond there. Here comes Jordan Knight. Oh, and it's a slam to Nick, you know?
But they need one more person, don't they? There's four of them, right?
Wait, no, there's five of them.
Oh,
five.
Suzanne met them. She would know.
I met them the other day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
How was that?
Yeah. She walked. So hot.
Let me put it this way.
Hot.
She walked away with some phone numbers.
Yeah.
All right. So, now let me ask you, and again, any chance, I'm going to get into all the Jordan.
I know what you're going to say. Reunion.
I'm going to get into all the Jordan Knight stuff in a minute. He's like, come on, man, let's talk about the song, you know?
No, cool. We asked Joey the same question.
Yeah, we did.
What did Joe say? Joe
said. You tell me first, and I'll tell you what he said.
No, I know what Joe said. He said flat out no. Because I know Joe.
He actually, I don't think he did.
I think he kind of skirted it.
Yeah,
he was
kinda.
Like, well, you never really know what might happen, you know, or something.
Yeah, that's usually my answer, but I'll tell you guys the truth.
Yeah?
Very, very slim chance.
Okay. Well,
slim
you know what?
Shady.
As I recall...
She's been singing that all morning.
As I recall... Paul McCartney said that once about the Beatles, and he was right. It never happened.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
You know? You never know. So what do you think of all these the boy groups out there now? The Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Five, who else?
98 Degrees.
Mm. Do you feel, and you be honest with me, man, do you feel like they kind of ripped off your act? Or?
I don't think they ripped off the act. Yeah. I think they were inspired by the act.
Okay, beautiful.
That's nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
And it's flattering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they... did rip off some of our moves or something. I don't know.
Do they do the chair thing?
I haven't studied them that much.
Yo, they positively do. I saw the NSYNC in concert.
What
the other
chair
night.
Thing, though? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, look, Suzanne,
did
we do something
with chair?
No, I'm just.
I remember that.
I'm not flicking the chair around.
Are you talking about, like, during slow songs, we usually, like, use stools?
Yeah, they do the hat thing. She remembers. I'm telling you, she grew up.
Big New Kids fan, seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you would do is...
I don't remember.
You have the chair in front of you, and you kind of, what, they kind of jump over the chair?
No, that was Janet Jackson.
She ripped you off, too.
Hey, believe me, they're not doing what Janet Jackson does, okay? She's got herself
a whole different
act going on that stage. I don't know if you've seen Janet lately.
Oh, she's got the whole couch chair stripper thing going on.
Exactly. Suzanne was there, too. She's everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm
telling
you.
Janet also.
I don't mind that.
Good.
I don't mind
everywhere.
That at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jordan, can you hang out with us for a few minutes here this morning? We got to pay some bills here. So we're going to be back with more from Jordan. 92.1 and 105.5 JYY. 92.1 and 105.5 JYY, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. Man, this is so much fun this morning, Suzanne. We're visiting with former New Kid on the Block, Jordan Knight.
So cool.
And you know what we need to do at this point? Catch up with Jordan. What have you been doing since New Kids on the Block now? It's been how many years since they...
Since we disbanded? Like
disbanded.
About 4 years ago.
That's such an ugly word. I don't know.
Since we parted ways.
There you go. All right. What have you been doing since then? I mean, have you been producing, writing, obviously performing?
All of the above.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been, I signed a record deal and looking for different writers and producers to work with and writing songs and just getting better as a producer and writer. It took a long time but it paid off a lot because I learned a lot through the whole process.
Is it tough producing? I mean, is that like a real gratifying thing, producing, like watching your efforts go into somebody else's work to see the finished product?
No, actually, I was busy producing my stuff. So that's even more gratifying.
Oh, gee, baby, I'm telling you. All right. Now, you've got a tour with NSYNC happening. Tell me about this, man. I mean, how did this come about? You guys, do you know them? Or
I know Screaming Girls right now.
I know their manager, Johnny Wright, who used to work as our stage manager a long time ago.
He graduated. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the big time.
How about that, man?
And, we kept in touch. He knew I had a record company, record coming out, and
Record company, Freudian slip. Mm, you know,
he's right. He's not telling
Tommy Mottola over here. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So he asked if I wanted to go on the tour. And I said,
"What the heck?
Oh yeah,
yeah, baby!
I mean, perfect timing for my record."
Were you real coy with him? Well, I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah. You know,
planner.
Maybe.
Let me check my planner. Yeah, exactly. Hanging out with NSYNC and watching millions of girls screaming for me. Okay,
that's right.
You got it. Well,
takes me back to my childhood days.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Speaking of which, we probably have screaming girls outside right now the building, and I got to tell you, it's like. We got to rush Jordan out of here today, you know, because, like, you got other stuff happening. You know, it's Friday. It's a weekend coming up. You got weekend plans, I bet, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? You got any?
Nothing.
Okay.
Off the air, I found out that you were at Spring Break, MTV Spring Break.
Yes,
I
was.
How fun was that?
It was not as fun as it looked on TV.
Really?
It's a lot of work, right?
It looks like a blast.
No,
it was supposed to look like a blast.
It was a blast, but... Like, the stuff that they showed on MTV, it was very, very graphic. I said,
really?
What is going on in this world?
Now, when can I catch this?
they play it all the time.
Oh,
I have to remember this.
It's very graphic.
Is it really?
Yeah, risque.
This isn't what we call, like, family fair then, huh?
No. Okay. I'm sure being there was...
Really?
You don't have the censor.
Who is the host on this thing?
Guess who I saw over there?
Cindy Crawford.
Slim Shady.
You know, I got to tell you, before we...
You have to tour with him.
Before we got on here this morning with Jordan, he's over here singing Slim Shady and Eminem. My name is...
He's going to... I love that song. He's a label mate of mine, actually.
Oh,
he's on
really?
Interscope
Records.
There
you go.
Yep.
There you go. It's all Jordan all the time. Very good, man.
You know?
We love that. Well, gosh, Jordan, we can go on with you all morning here, man, but I'm going to let you roll here.
You're going to kick me out,
I'm going to kick you out, but, you know,
Kevin,
I mean...
Kevin, let him autograph the Jordan doll.
Which one? The Jordan doll.
They're out there. I had one. I wish I still did.
Do you still have it?
Did you throw it out? What'd you do with it?
I didn't throw it out.
Suzanne.
I sold it on eBay.
You could sell that thing on eBay.
She sold it at
Are you on eBay, Jordan? Have you seen that?
What is eBay?
On the internet? Are you on the internet? Are you into the internet at all?
A little bit.
Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a good start.
Okay.
I have a website, everyone. JordanKnight.com.
There you go.
Wow.
I was over there. I went to JordanKnight.com.
Did you?
It's a very cool site. Got some
You guys are going to be on it.
Great. Oh, yeah. I'll believe that when
I'm telling you. We're going to take a picture.
I'm going to give you a picture, and I want to see that on the website.
It's going to be on there. I'm telling you.
What's the caption going to be?
Okay. Yeah,
Big dorks from New Hampshire.
Yeah. Jordan goes to the woods.
Look what he found.
Jordan camping.
Jordan escapes the clutches of two mad radio personalities. Very good. All right. Hey, Jordan, man, really a pleasure. Thanks for coming in today.
Cool, I mean it, man.
Really. And continued success. The album is Jordan Knight.
There it is. Can't get any plainer than that. No. Simple.
And the tune is Give It To You.
Hey, wow.
I just want to ask you something, Jordan, real fast. When I hear this song, Give It To You.
Yes.
Now, did you write this about...
Turns the lights down low.
No. did you write this with somebody in mind? Now, tell me the truth. Number one, did you write it?
Yes, I wrote,
okay.
Yes.
Did you write it with somebody in mind?
Ooh.
Were you thinking, was there a face in your mind when you were writing this song?
Yeah, a whole bunch of faces. Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Salma Hayek.
Catherine Zeta-Jones from Zorro.
Yeah.
We have her picture.
Especially her in mind.
Suzanne Fox.
Suzanne, yeah. Most definitely.
Absolutely. There you go. All right. Jordan Knight, man, thanks a lot. Really a pleasure.
You got it.
You rock, man. I mean it. All right.
thanks a lot.
Do I sound cool or what?
You sound way cool, Kevin.
8:37 now at JYY. I guess Jordan is, he's well on his way out. I mean, he's driving somewhere, listening to us at this very moment.
Yikes.
But he kept all morning, he was singing that song by Eminem.
My name is...
Their label mates.
My name is...
That's what he said, right?
Who is it? Yeah, he's on the same label as Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
He's very cool. So they know each other. They're label mates.
Label mates.
Cool.
So before we leave, he goes like, can you play that? And I go, you know what? Normally, we don't take requests like that in the morning.
We don't take requests.
But when your name is Jordan Knight, you're a former new kid on the block.
We make exceptions.
You can't beat that.
We're like that.
Wait, I thought I heard you say, write a check and I'll play it for you.
I never said
Kevin,
that.
Kevin, I want half.
Here you go, Jordan.
Hi, my name is... My name is... My name is...